The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Thanks, Brock. And today's show is devoted to Instagram stories, the specific formula that is ideal for those of you who are trying to leverage social media to build your business. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter one, and that's really because I want to honor your time. I know you've got just a limited amount of time that you set aside for business and personal development. So what I'd like to suggest you do is text the words IG help, all one word, IG help. Make sure your phone doesn't autocorrect it. IG help to the number 55222. And that's if you're in the continental U.S. If you're not in the continental U.S., you'll want to go to marketingimpactacademy.com to watch this training. So what I've done is I've put together kind of a longer video series where you can actually see additional tutorials on video screen, like things you kind of almost have to see in a screen flow, or you have to see how I'm doing it on my phone, and it just doesn't translate the same way in a podcast. So what I'm going to give you is a mnemonic phrase to help you recall the five types of story posts you should be doing daily. And don't freak out, because five posts is nothing. That's literally 15 seconds each, right? Okay, so let's double that. Let's say it takes you 30 seconds per. That's nothing, especially when you consider the return on your investment. I mean, it is in stories where we get to know, like, and trust people. It's not by looking at our Instagram feed. You know, our Instagram feeds are just too perfect. There's not a real sense of who you are. So here's the formula. But again, for those of you who want to dig deeper and you want stuff that's like super current, like right now, based on the research myself and my team have been doing over the last 4 months and some like seriously insane hacks. Oh my gosh. Especially for those of you who have accounts under 10,000, you definitely want to watch that training. Again, if you're in the US, it's IG help texted to 55222. By the way, you can do that right now while you're listening to the podcast. The podcast will keep playing. You can just send a text message. All right. And or if you're outside the continental US, you want to go to marketingimpactacademy.com. That link is in our show notes. Okay, let me start first with the mnemonic phrase. It is redic, R-E-D-I-C, redic, as in like, this is ridiculously good stuff. The first letter, R, stands for relate. Try to post at least once a day something that the average person who you're trying to connect with could relate to. Example, I mean, who can't relate to a toddler throwing a temper tantrum? Like, that's relatable. I don't care what your business is. Everybody loves to see a parent struggling for 15 seconds. Today, I posted that I accidentally left the drugstore, CVS. You know those little like hand carts that you put over your elbow if you just have a few things to grab? Yeah, well, I accidentally left the store with mine, and I didn't realize it until I was like unlocking my car and was like, ah! And then I was like so far, I'm like, oh, I'll just drive it back around. But I didn't. So I'm going to return it later. Don't send the police to my house. You know, I post that to my story because I thought it was pretty funny. I just had so much on my mind. I think any busy entrepreneur knows what it's like to find the remote control in the refrigerator. You've just got too much on your mind. E, that's the next letter in our mnemonic phrase. E stands for educate. But I want you to think of E, educate, as in educate, motivate, inspire, teach. It's like, it's content that's helpful. It's content that serves a purpose. Okay, that's the second type of post you should be doing each day. The third type of post, D, stands for dialogue. And what I mean here is you're trying to create a dialogue between you and your followers so that it's a conversation. And this is important because that interaction in your DMs triggers the Instagram algorithm, which tells Instagram to serve up your content first the next time that person is online. So the more people you are DMing with and having real conversations with, the more likely that same person who you're trying to target will log in and see your content first. So what's an example of a good dialogue type post? Well, I might say, hey, if any of you have ever been to Disneyland, any tips to help me speed through the lines? Today I posted, okay, I'm wearing a red blouse and I don't like normally wearing red lipstick. Do I need to wear a nude lip? Do I have to wear lip gloss? Can I wear a pinky shade with a red blouse? What's the right answer? And I just got a ton of replies from a lot of very opinionated people. I. So we are R for relate, E for educate, D for dialogue, I interact. Interact stands for any type of action on your story that you can get your followers to take. And Instagram wants you to do this. They want you to use their features. For example, the poll feature. And if you have an account under 10,000 people, you can do this. You can create a simple two-option poll. It doesn't have to be yes, no. You can modify that little sticker. So you could say, which color do you like better on me? The red lipstick or the pink lipstick? And you can then change the words from red and pink, and then they can select those. Or you could make it very generic, like, I'm curious, who are you voting for, a Democrat or a Republican? No, don't do that. Don't do politics. You could say, who are you rooting for in the fight this weekend? You could write their names as those two poll options. You could take a photo of two different items, and on the photo, you could say, select which one you like better, option A or option B. These are all simple ways to get your audience to actually tap and interact with your story. And you want to post at least one of those a day. Other examples of interactions are when people click on any sticker, like another person's at mention, stickers for hashtags, the little sticker that allows you to slide how many or how happy you want to make the little face, like all of those little gadgety stickers. You might find them to be a distraction, but Instagram sees that as interaction time, and the more your followers are actually interacting with your stories, the more likely your stories are going to show up first. And the fifth and final letter is C, for capture. At least once a day, you should give your followers an opportunity to receive something for free. I call this the capture because this is how we're going to capture email addresses. Swipe up if you'd like to receive my report on how to grow your Instagram. Hold up, I know what you're thinking. Well, that's great if you've got 10,000 followers on Instagram, but what if you don't have 10,000 followers? Yeah, I've got a beautiful, beautiful workaround for you. All you have to do is say, click yes or no if you would like my fill in the blank, a link to my latest podcast, the webinar that I'm offering on Tuesday, a PDF, whatever it is that you offer as your freemium. If you don't have the swipe up feature on your Instagram, which at the time that I'm recording this is only available to accounts with over 10,000 followers, if you don't have that feature, then you can use the poll feature, right? And you could just ask people, would you like this, yes or no, which is great because you're giving them the opportunity to decide for themselves if they want it. And those people who click yes, once you've turned your Instagram, oh, this is mind-blowing, once you've turned your Instagram account into a business account, then you can see your insights. Click on your insights on that poll. You'll see how many people voted yes and how many people voted no. Then click on the yes votes, and under it will populate each and every person, perhaps even thousands of them, that voted yes. Better than that, next to each and every person's little picture and name is an arrow, which allows you to tap on it and copy and paste whatever link it was that they were asking for. Or maybe they wanted more information. Or maybe if you're sharp, you'll be more personal and you won't just paste in a link. You'll say, hey, thanks so much for interacting and I really appreciate you asking for the link. Here you go. And then you copy and paste it. And you might be thinking to yourself, geez, that's a lot to type to 10, 20, 100, 1,000 people. Not if you're using Instagram's latest edition, rolled out to most accounts at the time that I'm recording this, called Quick Reply. So if you're in your DMs, go ahead and open up your phone. You can do this while the podcast is still playing, remember. Just open up Instagram, go to your DMs, and just pull up a message like you're going to reply to someone. And you'll see that there are three little icons at the end after it says write a message. One of the icons looks like a bubble with three dots. One looks like a photo and one looks like a heart. It drives me crazy when people just send me a heart. I'm like, really? Really? I just sent you a paragraph and you just sent me a heart back? You just tapped your phone? Anyways, I get it. I've done it too. So now with quick replies, if you tap on that, woohoo, you can write out a paragraph, or you could just type in, you know, some of the more common things that you reply to people with. I'm looking at my phone right now and I've got probably 50 different things that I commonly reply to people. And I don't want to be short, but I also, frankly, don't want to be on my phone for 19 hours a day. But I want to reply to people because this is where I get to know my peeps. This is where I connect with people. This is where the like, no, trust factor comes in. So I want to give them the information without being brief. And I don't need that to take longer than it should. So I've created all of these quick replies, tap the quick reply, respond to each one of those people, and boom, you've got yourself a workaround until such time that your account has over 10,000 followers. Now, those are your tips. That's the formula. Redick, relate, educate, create a dialogue, create interaction, create something that captures email addresses. Those are the five different types of posts I try to do on Instagram stories every single day. Don't forget that you don't want to post a bajillion stories. If people open up your Instagram story and they see like dots to infinity, they just skip it. Choose wisely. Choose the type of content that's going to help you grow your business. And remember, don't do any of these things until you have the eight foundational pieces of your business in place first. Okay, that's what I'm asking you to pinky promise me. It drives me freaking nuts that people say, I've been trying to build a business for 3 years. I'm working 80 hours a week. And then when I question them and get to the bottom of it, what they've been doing is spending their entire days in social media, and they've never done those eight foundational pieces that I've covered in previous podcasts. But basically, it's the things that we teach in the Marketing Impact Academy. It's also that you can figure them out yourself if you want. You can listen to previous episodes and piece this all together. But for those of you who want the shortcut, this is an appropriate time for me to plug the Marketing Impact Academy, because that's what I do. I hand walk you through those eight steps. Once you have those in place, these are the best daily practices, your daily formula for posting on Instagram stories. All right, you've got plenty of time left. Head on over and watch that advanced training for Instagram stories. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.